Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and we got some open houses. In fact, we got a lot of open houses. Durham Court, and there's two of them side by side, brand new construction. One's $216,900, one's $189,900. These are the ones I was talking about, and he did, and I've seen the tile, you know, it looks like the wood, but he did it like a blonde color tile, and he did it on an angle. Folks, if you do nothing else, go look at the floors. The floors are beautiful in these homes. He did an awesome, awesome job. Gretchen's going to be there. And here's kind of pretty cool, is he's going to do a $2,500 buyer allowance. So closing costs are there. That's money out of your pocket. And he's going to help you with $2,500 of it. So that's a pretty good deal. Right down the street at 6010 Warwick, Sandra Ramirez is going to be there. And we're loved. We really like having Sandra with us. She came to us from Odessa, and she is bilingual, which we needed badly in our office to help, because we have a lot of friends coming in, like California people, and they don't speak English. So it's been a big asset, and we sure appreciate her being there. So, but see, Sandra, she can sure show you this house in Warwick, and it's lowered to $289,900. It's a four-bedroom, which is really, really in demand right now, three-and-a-half bath, two dining areas, and it's beautifully landscaped. So you don't have to call Jay on this one. You can just go ahead and do it. Kelly Cave's going to be at this one, 2608 Hemlock. This house is neat. It's in, to me, one of the nicest areas in San Angelo. It's between Sol Ross and Vista La Roya. It's a little short street there, and it is a neat, neat property. It's priced at $221,000. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath, three living areas. So you got your 333 going. 3406 Clearview. Wow. This has been reduced $30,000. That's a lot. It's priced at $269,900. Sabrina's going to be there. Now, hey, this is one thing I would love to have. It's a four-car garage. Guys, wouldn't you like a four-car garage? Put your car in there, your toys in there, have everything. Nice, nice, nice. Oversized trucks. And in fact, I'll tell you, in a lot of the newer houses, we're finding if you have a truck or the Suburbans, they won't fit in the garages. This is an oversized garage on it. This guy's got one of those big, huge four-door trucks with a big old long bed, and it fits in there perfect. So if you're looking for that, you got it here. 910 North Jefferson. Folks, this is a cool house. I mean, and when I say that, it's a brick home. It's a beautiful home. The backyard is one of those things you think that, and even San Angelo. It's got the huge pecan trees. And what's even cooler, it's got an apartment in the back. So you could actually rent out that apartment and pay your insurance and your taxes with the rent from the apartment. Or it's a little, if you're a teenager, I would have loved to have that. Of course, my parents probably wouldn't let me have it, but it'd have been great to have that back there. Neat, neat, neat. And it's got the lot next to it goes with it. So you have the house, the apartment, and an extra lot with a big storage on it. It's priced at $198,400, and Brad Hogue is going to be there for you. Or if you just want to visit and just talk, I'm going to be at the office from 2 to 4 on Sunday. Call 949-5575, and I'll be happy to give you any information on any house in San Angelo or directions to any of these open houses. Lots of neat stuff. Let's get back. Rentals. We actually have some rentals for a change. 2756 Harvard. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, one carport. And this is kind of unusual. They allow pets with a deposit, of course. It's $1,350 a month. And I don't know why it hadn't already rented the first day we even put it on the market. But it's there. And we have two townhomes for rent. 3965 Green Meadow and 4413 Oak Grove. They're three bedrooms, two and a half bath, and the one-car garage, and they're both $1,400 a month. One will allow pets and one won't. So one has, because one has a really tiny yard, so if you want no maintenance, it's a perfect one. Or if you do have a small dog or something, the other one has a large yard. So we got you covered either way you go. How about some new listings? Blackwell, Texas. Jeremy, you know where Blackwell is?
Blackwell Hornets.
You could tell he's the sports announcer. The Blackwell Hornets is 100% correct. This is 214 North Alta Avenue in Blackwell, Texas, for $179,900. So we've got, anywhere you go, if you go to Sonora, Miles, El Dorado, Mertzon, we got you covered. Anywhere within about 100 miles, we got you. In fact, we're finding more and more people, just because of the prices of houses and what's going on in this area, that are going out to the rural areas, kind of getting away from, you know, city taxes and stuff like that, but we're seeing more and more of it. The one on Durham, I told you it was $194,900. It's $189,900. You can see that one today. Just go by there. That's priced at about $120 a foot. So that's for a new construction. I don't even know how he's going to build them for that. Brand new one. Walnut Hill And actually, Elaine has this one, not Brad Hogue. I've been calling him Walnut because he's been doing so much business on Walnut Hill. But this one's priced at $190,000. It's 3258 Walnut Hill. That's in the Southland Hills, right before you get to Lamar Elementary. So you're right there by the elementary schools. So you got elementary kids. Perfect situation. The new construction on Durham Court. Again, those will be open for you today. Miles, and I was talking about the little community, 10633 West FM 1692 in Miles, Texas. It was priced at $294. It's reduced $30,000. Another $30,000. That's a lot of money. You can buy a nice truck for $30,000 now. $264,500. This was built in 1988. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath. So, and here's the cool, it's over 3,300 square feet. So you're talking a good size home. How about this one on Clearview? This is the one, again, it's going to be open today, but this is the one that's a $30,000 reduction, 3406 Clearview. This is the four-car garage. This is a neat, neat property. I mean, it's worth seeing. Kind of getting off the beaten path again. K&A, out there, this between 20, it's on 2288. That's between the Merchant Highway and the Midland Highway, so it's a perfect deal. Since we started, there's only 18 lots on there, and they're about 10-acre lots. Seven of them are already gone, and the roads aren't even finished. The roads are going in. They're going to be county roads, already dedicated to the county. Water's in. Folks, it's a neat, neat area, and you've seen it's taken off, where people can actually, what's going in the front are mainly the oil field type situations, that kind of business, but one example is a welder going in. He's doing his welding shop on the front of the 10 acres. Well, in the back, he's building his house. Which is kind of cool if you think about it, because he's going to have one payment. He's going to have his business and his house together right there. And on 10 acres, if you have it, 10 acres is a good amount of land, especially with the mesquites and stuff growing there. You know, so it's kind of separated, but you kind of have a double dip and only one payment. So it makes it kind of nice. Lots of new things going in. Champion Circle. That's in St. Angelo. We're going from one extreme to the other, from the 10 acres to the zero lot line. And a lot of people say, Scott, what is a zero lot line? And I actually think a zero lot line is a perfect scenario. Zero lot line simply means you have your lot, and on one side of the lot, you build your house on the property line. And there can only be no windows, but it can, you know, like foggy glass you can't see through. And that wall, that side of the house is actually the fence line for the other house. So instead of having a house right in the middle of the lot and having 5 feet on either side of the house, which you can't use, I mean, what are you going to do with 5 feet? Nothing. You have 10 feet, which you can actually use. So you actually have a backyard and a nice side yard you can use. So it turns out neat. And obviously, it's just going to be a little bit smaller, so you have less maintenance. And y'all know we've been in a drought. We don't know about the water situation. Less maintenance, less upkeep. So it's kind of a neat situation to have, and we can go either way. You've got several houses going on there that are being new, brand new. I think we have 76 new houses starts in St. Angelo right now, which that's really, really good. So you got an opportunity to pick and get some nice houses. I think Bentwood has 55 new houses started. So if you're in the market and new construction, there's plenty out there for you to look at, and we can show you any you want to. But remember, always you can go to sallison.com. And you can listen to any of our radio shows, any of the old programs, what's going on, or you can look at all the listings. And I will say this, and I've heard this from lots of people, me not being a web person, our website is very, very easy to use. I think they did it purposely just for me because they knew I didn't know how to do it right. So it is easy to use. So if you go there, it's real easy to get around in, and you can check out any listing in San Angelo. And we also have a lot of good information there in case you want to see on buying a house, some tips to look at before you even talk to a real estate agent, or selling a house before you even talk to anybody, just to kind of give you that update and go and see what's happening in the world of real estate. So we can go from a zero lot line all the way to 10 acres. One thing we did talk about, and we've got a commercial running right now, and it's going real well. In fact, the reason that we're selling the lots in KA that's sold before we're even finished is we are doing the deal where we will literally build what you want and do a five-year lease. Now that's commercial. On the residential, again, we have the five houses that are, the plans are being in order right now. So if you say, you know what, just got here, have a great job now, working on my credit, but I've got a good down payment, we can do that. We can get you a new house in, and we can get you in it. So you have a brand new house, you own it, you get the tax deductions, you get everything you want, and you own it. And we'll owner carry it for you where you can kind of avoid some of the hassles that the banks are having to put you through right now. So just about anything you need right now, we're a firm believer that we want to do what the market demands, and we want to help you. We want to help you get a home and get what's going on. My only little political deal, I got to throw in here, because if you haven't voted, vote. Please vote. But one thing is Proposition 1, I think a lot of people don't understand that, and it's real simple. It's money from the Rainy Day Fund, and that is going to go to fix our roads. And the way I say it, we still have business in Midland. We still do stuff in Big Lake and Mertzon. If you've been on either one of those highways, you know how dangerous they are and how bad it is. They're actually working on the one in Midland. But this Proposition 1 is $1.7 billion every year will go from that to fix our roads. And I think that's a big deal, especially in West Texas. So I'm not a big political person, but I think that's one thing that we sure need to get a hand on, and for the safety, because there's a lot of fatalities on those two highways, and get it saved there. Folks, we appreciate you listening in. You have a great day, and we'll catch you next Sunday.